When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope you have a great one. And I hope that this one rare week when things tend to be pretty quiet offers you some space to think. To honor the occasion, I'm replaying episodes about things to consider doing less of in the year ahead. And be sure to look for the trailer for my new podcast, Finding the Throughline, which is now available under the trailer heading right here in this same feed. I'm really excited about how the trailer came out. I hope you'll give it a listen. And now, on with the show. What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by taking one small step a day? And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hi, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate, your host and author of the book, How to Be a Better Person. This lead up to New Year's week on the podcast, we are taking a different approach. I don't know about you, but I cannot bear any kind of let's do this kind of thinking. We're too tired. We've seen too much. It's time to undo. And something else that's different this week is that I have a co-host, my dear friend, Terry Trespizio, who has a brand new and just fabulous book out called Unfollow Your Passion, also has a TED Talk, which is also called Unfollow Your Passion, and it has had over 7 million views. So I am by no means the only one who values her way of looking at things. I'm having Terry on each day this week to explain one thing we could do differently or stop doing altogether. And today's anti-resolution is to stop being nice. Does that mean you should go out and let your a-hole flag fly or become outright mean or ornery? No. But let's bring Terry on to talk more about it. Terry, something you talk about in your awesome book, Unfollow Your Passion, but just briefly, and you and I have talked about this more in person, is the difference between being nice and being generous. And first off, I want to ask you, what do you mean by nice? And why is it something that maybe we want to think about doing less of or hanging our identity on being a nice person?
I really hate nice. If someone were, first of all, I don't know anyone who would describe me as nice, but they would, I would hope, have other better things to say. I think nice is a placeholder. Nice is what you might say about a couch, but nice in terms of behavior and people's behavior, it's never impressed me because it's easy. It sometimes feels to me that nice is performative, and the person who is being nice is doing it to appease or to be blameless. Well, I mean, I was just being nice. Mm-hmm. So I don't like it. I think it's a placeholder for better things. I have found in my own life, people who are very nice can be nice and not generous at all, because nice doesn't require courage. Generosity does. It means you're going to offer something, even if it could be at risk of your own loss. It means you're going to do something because it genuinely helps the other person. Notice the people who get the most miffed are the first ones to claim that they shouldn't have been treated that way because they were being nice. I'm sorry, nice is not a it doesn't protect you from anything, and you don't get points for it. I'd rather have someone be honest.
Right. Well, I agree. It's a little tricky, though, because I think as women in our culture, we are completely socialized to be nice. And it has, I do think it's, I don't know, maybe for I shouldn't one, question the intentions, but, you know, I think that we're doing it because we think it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's right. And I don't like that either. I also am not saying that the answer is to just be brusque and rude to people. I am certainly pleasant to people I run into in my building or if I'm in the elevator. There's a niceness to it, but I just don't bank a lot on it. Like, I just think someone who's nice is also going to be quick to keep score. Maybe that's just in my head, but I think that if you really want to question, you know, am I doing something to be nice? And you're right. There is a socialized element to this, is to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Or why am I being this way? I would rather be someone who puts other people at ease and lets them feel seen, lets them feel strong in my presence. I don't feel I have to make nice. And I say this, Kate, as someone you know who runs workshops where, like writing workshops where you're not allowed to criticize anyone. But that doesn't mean, and I'm very quick to add, that this doesn't mean we're just being nice to each other. I don't know why people say like, well, why is it going to be helpful if you just say nice things? I said, I'm not saying nice things. I'm not interested in nice. I'm interested in bearing witness to other people's power too. But someone who's very small-minded doesn't want to witness other people's power, and they want everyone to play nice so that they're not threatened. I think if you're really brave, you allow and make space for other people to be strong. And that's usually one of the strongest things you can do. We can't undo 40, 50, 60 years of socializing to be nice. But ask yourself, when you're going to do something nice, I knew someone who did a lot of nice things, and they were very strategic and pointed. They were to position herself in a certain way. And look, we all have to do that. That's life. But I don't know. I just say, if you think of yourself as, well, I'm just a nice person, ask yourself, what else could I be? I just think there's more to people than how nice they can be. I think there's a lot more. And it takes courage to show it, which is why few people do.
Amen, sis.
I'll be right back with your tiny assignment right after this quick break. Welcome back. Something Terry and I didn't get into is that if you are concerned about making sure that other people consider you to be nice, it means a lot of constant monitoring of how you're being perceived and or doing things just so that you will be perceived as being nice. That all takes up a lot of energy. The cool thing is that when you can let go of that need to be seen as nice, you then free up energy for doing things that are generous and courageous. And those things, while they do require effort, also give you energy because they're gratifying. So your tiny assignment is to stop asking yourself, what's the nice thing to do in this situation? And to start asking yourself, what's the generous or courageous thing to do in this situation? It will help you know what's worth spending your energy on and what's not.
How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.